before winter time.
Sure.
So I can have all my stuff inside, but.
Good luck.
Thanks, guys. Evelyn and Denise.
You're welcome.
I started this 8 years ago when I bought the property, so, you know, I'm happy with this.
Welcome to Sussex County.
Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
You guys.
Sure.
Yeah.
I looked down there.
She what?
Brent and I both looked down there. Brent looked at me and I looked at him, and then we looked down there and didn't hear any words or anything.
The next application is 12,234 Charles D. and Carolyn F. Martin seek a variance from the corner front setback requirement for an existing structure, sections 115-34, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest corner of Beach Drive and Hickory Lane within the Sandy Bray subdivision. The 911 address is 18168 Hickory Lane, Lewis. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 334, MAP 6, parcel 424. Specifically, they're requesting a 4.2-foot variance from the corner front yard. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, one mail return. Thank you.
We do have a letter.
Oh, great, you can hand it in when you.
Good evening, can you state your name and address for the record?
Carolyn Martin, 18168 Hickory Lane, Lewis, Delaware.
I'm going to wait for this gentleman to come up. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Charles D. Martin.
Same address?
Same address, yes.
Okay. And ma'am, can you come back up? We haven't sworn you in yet. That's all right. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And like I said, if you got any exhibits, you can give them to Ms. Cornwell at the end.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Sent in this here, just didn't get sent, but they gave it to me.
That's perfectly fine.
The uniqueness of the property. The property is.
Well, first tell us what you're looking for.
Pardon me?
First tell us about what you're looking for.
We're looking for a four, what is it?
Four-foot, four-inch variance on the end of this new garage. I thought I had it all covered until I started digging footers and I found a 1,000-gallon oil tank. So I needed to move, so I notified the homeowners association to see if I could move forward a little bit, because I knew of others in there that were only 10 feet, and I was supposed to be 15, and I didn't know the reason. Anyway, I did get permission to move what I needed. Until it was all said and done, I didn't have permission.
Well, we did from the homeowners.
We did from the homeowners association, but I didn't have from county, and I thought the homeowners had the last word.
Did you obtain the permit?
Yes.
Okay.
And I have.
In the permit, and did you, build it, or did you have it built?
I had it built.
Okay. And so, did you give a copy of the permit to your builder?
I don't hear, I'm not hearing.
Did you give a copy of the permit to your builder?
Yes.
Okay. And he didn't recognize the fact that you had to be 15 feet?
Well, I know I didn't, but I.
Okay.
Well, as it were, I mean, I knew of others in there that were only 10 feet, and I figured by them being going 10 feet after everybody else, that must be the new.
Okay.
I mean, nothing else has set a precedent for others that were built in later, so.
Okay.
Anyway, they gave me written permission, and the president of homeowners association is here tonight and has that, and he's here on my behalf.
Okay.
That I didn't just go do it, I did have permission to do what I did.
Right.
But I didn't have it from the right people.
I understand. Okay. Now, proceed with your standards.
Okay. The uniqueness of the property. The property is a corner lot and has two front yards uniting the building envelope. Cannot otherwise be developed. Could not put garage in with current setbacks of zoning. We got permission from the HOA to move forward as is due to the fact our 1,000-gallon oil tank was buried, would have been in the way, not created by the applicant. It was created by the oil tank company that put the tank in too far forward. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Will not change the character, matches the house, and is an asset to the community. Again, it was approved by the HOA. Minimum variance. We need 4-foot, 4-inch variance. There are many other houses in the development that have been approved for more than that. Some have 5 feet.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Other questions from members of the board?
None.
Mr. Sharp?
I just note that it looks like your survey, there's a gap from where the pavement of Beach Drive is. It doesn't go up to your property line. Is that correct?
Yeah, the property runs with the road, and according to the homeowners association, you had to be, your measurement was from the center of the road, and so that's another thing that got things all out of whack.
And I'm guessing that from what your testimony is, I just want to make sure I understand this right. If that oil tank had not been located, presumably, I'm guessing to the rear of the house, is that right?
Yeah, if it had been back a little further.
You would have been able to put your garage and it would have been able to comply with
yes,
the setback.
Yes, correct, sir. That's the only place I had left to put it, and I thought I had room to put it there, but the oil tank was in the way.
Okay. And neighbors haven't complained, correct?
I don't hear it.
Not that we know of.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? There is a hand, and would you like to speak?
Sure.
Okay.
And while she comes forward, would you like me to read the letter in support that they did submit?
Sure.
It's from Carol Sheldon, that she's in support, and this in no way affects her property. And a matter of fact, the addition to the property would enhance the property.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Catherine H. Davison, 18371 Locust Lane in Sandy Bray, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
After this, we're the only ones here. Hi,
sleep.
I'm Kathy Davison. I am now the current president of the Sandy Bray HOA. I was not in office when Mr. and Mrs. Martin applied almost two years ago now. Or I think we wouldn't be here tonight because we would have helped him walk through this entire process. However, I am here tonight to say we're in total support of what he has done. We've had numerous conversations with Charlie. We've had meetings on his property. We understand what his situation was. He has gotten permission to put in not one but two driveways, so he's done all of that right. He's finally moved all of his construction equipment. There is absolutely no safety issues from the stop sign on Hickory to make a left onto Beach at the corner of his property, and he parks all of his vehicles on now not one but two of his driveways. So we are in favor of making sure he gets his variance.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Sure.
Do you realize that the county supersedes the HOA now?
Absolutely. Oh yes, we're very familiar with it. Unfortunately, the property management company that we had in Sandy Bray for the past 5 years and the board that they worked with was not, which is why both of them are no longer there.
Okay.
Well put.
Thank you.
Yeah, well put. Very well. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, the chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion, or anybody else does, that we grant the variance as requested. Well, I got to. You guys are just quick. So, I believe they meet all the criteria needed to grant a variance.
I second that motion.
A motion and a second. So by roll call vote. Mr. Mears.
I, yes, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
I, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Callaway.
I, for the reasons stated.
And.
I, for my reasons.
Wow.
And I, too, for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.